The Money Show. The Markets.
Marginal day on the markets. The all share was just up by a measly 9 points. And that's because industrials were down 1.5%. Financial shares are down by close to 3%. While it was mining shares that surged more than 6%. Zwelakhe Mnguni, the chief investment officer at Benguela Global Fund Managers, joins us now. Some commodity prices surging today, and we could definitely see that in the resources index, up 6%.
Certainly, Mateo, I think what we are seeing is there is increasing positivity around the momentum in the global economy, particularly in China. And I also think that what we are seeing, particularly on the gold side, we are seeing quite an increase in geopolitical risks in Europe and the Middle East. And that has supported the gold stocks particularly. But certainly, there is a hope that China could get its act together, and then we can start seeing some of the improvements in demand that is needed to support the rest of the world demand. So the word recession has been taken away from the vocabulary or globally, and it seems like it's whether we are going to have a soft landing or not.
Then when we look at those banking and insurance stocks, yes, there were some dividends paid, especially locally in terms of the country's banks. But why are we still seeing that high weakness from banks and insurance stocks?
I'll probably say that there's an element of election concerns there in that the banks actually hold a lot of government bonds in their books and the insurance as well. So if you look at since the beginning of the year, that book has probably gone down by about 6%. So there was a lot of performance and strong performance, particularly up to March, where we saw the banks performing by about 10% year on year. But the big thing is that since then, we've seen weaknesses in our bond market, and that is part of their portfolio. That is affecting them. So it's affecting both the banks and the insurers. In addition, I think the banks are having an added headwind in that their lending to private sector has actually slowed from about 11% last year to around 3% now. So there is a bit of pressure from a generating the same earnings growth momentum from the banking sector.
The rand is volatile, but today down by more than 1% against the dollar at 1 point. Usually when you see the commodity prices go up like gold and platinum, you will see the rand strengthen at some point. But today, that not happening. Any reason why the dollar was so stronger against the rand today?
Look, I think the fact that the Fed interest rates are potentially, or interest rate cuts are potentially delayed by some timing. So I don't know, it's 3 months. I think what it does support the dollar from a interest rate differential point of view. And I think it does give the emerging market currencies, not only just the rand, it just gives them a bit of a headwind. So we are at a point where there is a bit of uncertainty around the election. Are we going to get a coalition government out of the elections? And you add to that that the interest rate differentials are not going to close down anytime soon. That does support a weaker rand in that sense.
All right, that was Zwelakhe Mnguni, the Chief Investment Officer at Benguela Global Fund Managers, looking at those mega markets that came through today. Was a good day for mining shares, though, which surged more than 6%. The likes of Harmony up more than 10%. Implats was up more than 9.5%. AngloGold, Sibanye, DRD Gold, Goldfields, you get the idea, they're all up more than 7% on the market today.